Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings. Come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
To watch. and hide. Pulls itself out of Lake Sangre's broken heart. Then does the hero win? Jesus heard the whole world cry for the healing that would flow from his own scars. The world was singing, my deliverer is coming, my deliverer is standing by, my deliverer is coming, my deliverer.
across the shore, walk across the sea, stand up on the waves and walk with me. Journey through the door, come see what I can see. All the reasons we were made, who we were meant to be. Rise, he's calling you to come. Just leave it all behind and rise above. Beyond the obvious and what you can attain, past the here and now, where fate remains. Lift your weary head, there's too much left to lose, more than you can. Waiting there for you.
only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Oh,
Sing out. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven. Come on.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Shower your love upon us, your peace, your mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Shower your blessings and favor upon us. We patiently await for you, our Lord Jesus, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our salvation. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We worship you, Jesus, our Abba, Father, Holy Spirit. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Welcome, everyone, to Rapture-Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit, our guide, Welcome, Jesus. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to our church, Rapture Center Church, the church, Father God, our Abba created, our Lord Jesus. Thank you. Jesus created, thank you for creating us, Abba, putting us together to be a church, a family, to praise and worship your sweet, beautiful Son, Jesus, our King, our Lord, our Savior. Thank you for sending him on the cross for us to be the sacrificial lamb, the unblemished lamb for our salvation. Thank you for letting him shed his blood for us for our salvation. Because of his bloodshed, we have had all our sins, transgressions, and iniquities washed away, and our gowns have been washed clean and pure, spotless, white as snow, holy and unblemished. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, Father, for us, to live inside us, to guide us, love us, be our friend. We patiently await your arrival, our sweet Lord Jesus. We love you. We love you, we love you, we love you. All right. Welcome, everyone. I love you all. My Rapture-centric church family. Put on our full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. With your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions. With all the kinds of prayers and requests, with this in mind, always be alert. And always, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Amen. I pray, amen. That's Ephesians 6:13-18 and do Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Psalm 91. Thank you, Jesus, Father God, our Abba, Holy Spirit, for protecting us. All of you at Rapture Center Church, Elopeshire Bride, all of you Elopeshire Brides, all your brides, all of your people, thank you for protecting us and keeping us safe. Bless our sin. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for showering us with your patience and your endurance and strength. Thank you for showering us with your peace. Thank you for showering us with your favor and blessings. Thank you for healing all of us that need to be healed from, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically. Thank you for healing us all. We know our needs. Thank you for supplying our needs. For my God supplies all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen, and say, ask anything in your name, and you will do it. John 14, the other one was Philippians 4:19. Thank you, Jesus. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and its courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, For the Lord is good, his love endures forever, his faithfulness continues for all generations. Psalm 100. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. I worship you. Here we'll do our 2 Timothy verse 4, 6 through 8, looks like. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Not you, Hall. Not Hall. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, we praise you. All right. Welcome to chat, my Faith. Love you, Faith. Welcome, Michelle, to chat. Love you, Michelle. Welcome, Carol, to chat. Love you. Welcome, guest, to chat. Love you, guest. My girls have been putting some great scripture in the chat box as we were praising and worshiping. Scripture that went along with everything. We love because he loved us first. 1 John 4:19. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. Joel 2:3. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all the people and plants of a field to everyone. Zechariah 10:1. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. I'm trying to figure out how to get the, back to some of the other ones. Some of the other scripture quotes. Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Luke 7:19. I give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 7:17. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Psalm 9:2. That my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. Psalm 30:12. For the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. I hope to see you soon and we will walk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet their friends by their name. 3 John 1:14. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Matthew 28:6, which is going to be very soon. We'll be celebrating that lovely day, but I pray we're celebrating it as we rise with the Lord Jesus in the air. ITA. So let's welcome Mama Pat. Love you, Mama Pat.
Hi, guys. Love you all. Hope everybody's okay. Geraldine, she's trying to come home on the weekend, so just keep praying that your legs are strong enough to do so. She really wants to get out of this place, so we'll see. So Monday's a cutoff date, you know, otherwise she'll end up at a nursing home, and she doesn't want to do that. So I'll pray that she can be strong enough to come home walking. She's walking with the walker and stuff, so we just have to pray, you know, that God will grant us, yeah, that she'll be strong enough.
Yeah, because she has to be able to walk by herself without a walker, because she has to be able to get upstairs.
Yeah, that too. As long as she can get up, you know, if she falls down, just if she can get up, that's the main thing. I mean, if she can't do the stairs right away, that's okay. I can make her bed up here in the living room, but everything else is pretty much in order, so Yeah, so that's the main thing, is the walking, because she doesn't want to go into the nursing home, and that'll interfere with a whole bunch of other stuff, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, God's will.
It wouldn't be good. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's time to go. It's time to get out of there, for sure. Too long. Too long, this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Oh, boy.
Your will, Father God, be done. You know what's going to keep her on this path to doing what she's supposed to be doing, Lord. So your will be done. And no more stress for my Mama Pat. Please.
Oh,
please,
thank you.
No more stress for my Mama.
I'm a strong lady, but gee whiz.
Or her with your peace every day.
Yes, he does. I do have that. I have a great sense of his presence and stuff. He's got it, but it would just be nice if she can get home by Monday, you know, or the weekend. Saturday is her birthday. She's 49. So
okay.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, so we'll see. That would be a nice birthday present, to get home and have sugarless cupcakes. That's what we usually get, yeah. So we'll see what happens.
For her spiritual and physical healing.
Yes, right. I told her we're going to pray more and just, you know, so we prayed on the phone. We asked Jesus to make her legs strong, you know, so at least I have that with her. I can do that, so she believes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was going through some faith problems, but some of my very dear born-again Christian friends really got hold of her and read with her and prayed with her and visited her, so... Yeah. Sometimes you listen to other people instead.
Yeah, exactly. You've been listening to your parents all your life. So sometimes it's in one ear and out the other. It takes somebody else to do the shaking and the waking.
Yeah, you got it.
Like the Lord Jesus
Christ. So anyway,
guys,
keep
Father
it in prayer
God.
And we'll just see where it goes.
Thank you, Jesus. We lift up Geraldine to you. Thank you, Jesus, for healing her legs, healing her heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit fully.
Amen.
In all areas. You know her needs, so we lift them up to you now, Lord Jesus, and thank you for hearing and answering our prayers of entire, complete healing. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shower that house continually with peace and remove all stress.
Yeah.
And we cover that house with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, to put up barriers around that house to protect it, to not let the enemy even try to work any of the ones living in there. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Oh, other than that, let's see. That's funny. Not sure what's going on in the world. Someone had an interesting commercial, or I wonder if someone had a YouTube video out about some commercial that they saw. It was a Coke commercial, and they tried to look for it again, like the grandson taped it, and it had all the Coke bottles were in the exact order of the four horsemen of the lips.
Yeah,
There was
the
white bottle, then there was the red bottle, then the black bottle, and the green bottle. And, like, the white bottle, like, had all this, like, smoke or poofage around it. You could barely see it. To me, that was, like, the, you know, representing the white horse that had already ridden. But anyway, so I guess they're coming out with a new flavor of Coke called the green bottle, which the guy was saying in the video, of course, green in the Bible for the horse of the apocalypse is the weird color green one, and it represents the plagues and the famines and death, that kind of stuff. So plagues and famines and all that. But anyway, so which would be death. And so this green bottle is kind of ironic because the green bottle, the new bottle of Coke, is going to be called life.
Yeah, right. I mean, it just gets more crazy all the time, you know, really.
Oh.
Listen, I got to run. I got calls coming in. So I love you all. It's just going to be touch and go with me. So, yeah, so I love you all. And And thanks for the prayers. Keep praying, guys.
Sending
okay,
prayers.
Honey, I have to. I've got other calls coming in, sweetie. So I got to go. All right, love you all. Okay.
Peace to you.
Bye bye, dear. Bye bye.
I love you. Thanks for calling. All right, so so that's pretty crazy. So yes, our Lord Jesus, when we celebrate His resurrection, is coming very soon. I think it's interesting how March 23rd, as I was saying before, is the our watch day. That's like one of the days of Purim, and I think it's the fast of Purim, actually. But also that is 4 days before we're celebrating, as the Gentile are celebrating Easter on March 27th, which technically Passover would be around that time as well, but since it's leap year, Passover is now the next month in April, which is Adar. It's a Nisan, but now it's technically Adar 2 because of leap year. They're adding another month. But I guess from what I hear and understand, in Enoch, according to the Enoch calendar, Enoch times, Enoch, they don't count that whole second month. During his time, that wasn't happening. So technically, but I guess it's technically Nisan now. And so Passover would be right where we would have it along with our church. Not Archer, the Gentile Passover, whatever, the Roman Catholic, whatever, whoever decided this whole thing. But we know our Lord was died on the cross and was risen and resurrected for our sin 3 days later. So we know that is all true. And it usually is around the time of Passover, because Passover, they had to have him crucified before I believe the Sabbath of Passover. Around that time, they had to have crucified by that Saturday, or something like that. Forgive me if I'm telling the wrong details. Go to the Lord with all this, of course. But anyway, no, they wanted him taken off the cross before the Sabbath. So that's why they pierced his side to make sure that he was dead. Otherwise, they were going to break his legs, but they didn't break his legs. They broke the legs of the thieves on either side of him, because traditional, that's what they do. They break the legs to have them die faster in crucifixion, I guess. But Jesus, they saw he was dead already, so they pierced his side to make sure. And that's when the blood and the water poured out. So that is fulfilling scripture, prophecy, about how his side was pierced and his bones were not broken. So, anyway, definitely Hyde Watch Day. Any day, yesterday was our date set, 16th, but we have date sets all this month for sure. And when Judy's talking about going on her bike ride in June, I'm like, oh no. We're not going to be here in June. I pray we're not still here in June. That's crazy talk, in my opinion. Just say don't know to June. Let's say poof now. In March, and I say every day today, not it's because thus say the Lord, just because, well, I guess technically he said every day, or just, you know, it's like little John was told, leave it today, and if you wake up tomorrow, he'll say it's today, so that's what I'm saying, today, every day is poof day for me, and it really is. I mean, as we know, the signs are here, folks. The signs are here. We have the partial lunar eclipse coming on the 23rd, right by Purim and Purim Fast, and not far from Easter and Passover. And the Lord had me studying all of the Exodus and Passover, gosh, maybe a year and a half ago. For some reason, all the plagues and all that, and the order of events. And now you know it's going to be opposite. The mirror, the Bible is a mirror image, basically. The first is a mirror image to the last thing. So, yeah, our exodus, our chariot ride is happening any minute. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Take us away. I really am just babbling and mumbling because I don't really have anything else say. I know Mama Pat is gone, so I think I'm going to play a couple more worship songs, and then off we go. Praise you, Jesus. We're going home to you.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love, feeling good, don't ever cost a thing. In the pain you feel, a different kind of pain.
Please do that.
And I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. At this I fell to his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That was Revelation 19, 6 through 10. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. We praise you. We worship you. Let us read Psalm 45. All right. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace. Since God has blessed you forever, gird your sword upon your side, O mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness. Let your right hand display awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of strings makes you glad. Daughters of the king are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and give ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. Men of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her and are brought to you. They are led with joy and gladness. They enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers, and you will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 45. Thank you.
Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. And he is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Loving us. Thank you, Abba Father, for loving us and creating us for times such as this. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Abba Father, our Yahweh, our Elohim, our Adonai, our El Shaddai. We love you. We love you, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Pastor, our Guide, our Bridegroom. We love you, our peace, our joy, our happiness, our everything. You are our everything, Lord Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, our counselor, our guide, our friend, our love. We love you. We can hardly wait to be with all of you in heaven, praising and worshiping you and thanking you and loving you every single day in person. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Spirit and the bride say, come, come. Come, Jesus, come, Jesus, come today. Please, all the Jesus, come today. We know your timing is perfect, and we'll be patient, but we love you, Jesus. We love you, Father God. We have a Father God, our Abba. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all you do for us, all our blessings, known and unknown, all the times you protect us, known and unknown. Thank you for our thorns and our roses, especially our roses. We know there's beauty for ashes, Abba. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. I love you all. God bless you. Good night. I'll see you in the air. We're going home to Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Spirit and the bride say...
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. That was Revelation 22:7. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Dogs who practice magic arts, the sexual immoral, the murderers, adulterers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to you. Jesus has sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Thanks be to God. Revelation 22. That was 12 through 17. Love you all. God bless you all. See you in the air. ITA. We love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God, Abba. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful day to worship you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, mighty name, I pray. Amen.